Somebody said, my faith needs an experience. We got a lot of people in the church who believe God. But the trust in God only comes from an experience. Oh my God. Y'all, come on here. It comes from an experience. I'm going there. Yes, God, I hear you. And I gotta preach this. This has been in my spirit for so long. But Revelation 12 and 9 and 10 and 11 says this. And the huge dragon, this is your prophecy. This is what's about to happen in your life. And the huge dragon was cast down and out. That age-old serpent who was called the devil and Satan. He who is the seducer, deceiver of all humanity the world over. He was forced out and down to the earth. And his angels were flung out along with him. Then I heard a strong, loud voice in heaven saying, now it has come. The salvation and the power and the kingdom, the dominion, the reign of our God. And the power, the sovereignty, the authority of his Christ, the Messiah. For the accuser of our brethren, he who keeps bringing before our God charges against them day and night, or against you day and night, has been cast out. And they overcame him. Bless your name, God. Conquered him. By means of the blood of the Lamb and by the utterance, the word, of their, what? Testimony. For they did not love and cling to life even when faced with death, holding their lives cheap till they had to die for their witnessing. Whew. When you get to the place where you go, God, I don't mean nothing, I ain't got nothing, and nothing means absolutely nothing to me. God says, okay, bless them, because they got it. They got the revelation that they don't need people. They don't need things. They don't need stuff to walk in victory, to walk in power. I encourage you to go to your Isle of Patmos. I don't know what you're going through, but you're going through something. And if you are going through, you are coming out. Your testimony is like a stick of dynamite in your life. And the enemy wants to get rid of your testimony. Because without that Isle of Patmos, there's no testimony. Where you been? But after you recollect where you've been, you understand that it was all for my good. Thank you, Jesus. Whew. But I remember reading in God's word that he would not put more on me than I can bear. Jesus. And yes, Jesus cares. And all that I've endured, God did it for my good. Now I know it's for my good. Yes, it was. And for his glory, for my good, oh yes it was, but for his glory, remember all you've endured. It was all for your good. God bless those that have seen this, God. Turn every table. Allow them to know that their supernatural harvest of glory is here. And though it looks bleak right now, you begin to open up your mouth and decree and declare and prophesy what thus said the Lord to you. You could be you're going to begin to see flowers bloom in the wasteland and rivers come up in the desert. He said, behold, I do a new thing. Shall ye not know it? Shall ye not perceive it? New. Hallelujah to Jesus. I want you to join me as well. I am coming to Georgia, coming to Atlanta, December the 14th and the 15th, by way of Clarion Call Ministries and Prophetess LaShawn Bailey Strong. I'm going to throw that in there. Praise God. A mighty, mighty time in God. I'm telling you, y'all don't want to miss this. You don't want to miss this. There's so many things going to be happening. I'm going to be consecrated and robed, and God's going to do a mighty thing in Atlanta. God's going to open up some stopped up, some iron heavens have been sitting over Atlanta because of the spirit of familiarity and perversion. And God's coming to break it so that there can be a flow of the anointing and a flow of the oil once again. Not because of out of lip service, but because of a life, hewn over in the presence of God. Because of the spirit of overhaul, because of the spirit of emptying out. And we're coming to give God, all of us, we're coming to die on that altar. And we're going to reap a supernatural harvest in our life once we give it all up. Not just dying to the flesh, die to all of it. Die to even some of your dreams and desires. God said, I got new things. And he's going to do it exceeding abundantly above all you can ever ask or think. So however you can think, God's already superseded it. And God has already got more prophecy and more to say. You just got to catch up in the spirit. I love you. And until next time, make sure you're transformed. You better be transformed by the renewing of your mind so that you can know, test, and prove what is that good, pleasing, and perfect will of God for your life. Yo, we are going to the throne room next week. I want you to don't miss next week. It's going to be pivotal for your life. Hallelujah. And you're going to think I'm crazy, but next week, I want you to wear white for next week's clip because we're going to worship. We're going to go to the throne room. I don't believe in just preaching. I want you to take you there. Like I always say, I don't preach to make you happy. I preach to give you power. Amen. So I'll see you there. And for more information, you can look us up at facebook.com/ApostleCBowman. And also, there should be some adjustments being made to the website at www.transformme2012.wix.com/transformme. And also, look for some more things coming. I should be coming to Jacksonville very soon. Jacksonville, Florida, you better watch out. God is coming. I'm telling you, everywhere we're going, the sky's going to open. I'm telling you, finances, healings, miracles, deliverance, favor, the blessings of the Lord maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. Amen. But I love you. Until next time, be blessed. Bye-bye.